Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Hey, welcome to the show, and what a momentous night it is, Dom. The Lion King, a long-awaited movie, came out today.
Well, look, it's probably the most anticipated movie of 2019, The Lion King.
Yeah.
However, it sounds like, and I don't want to go early, I don't want to jump the gun on this, but everything I'm seeing on social media is that it could be a flop.
There are some reviews that suggest it's not so good.
Yeah.
Fear not, though. We have figured out a way to bring this back from the brink, and we're going to need your help up next.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
I don't want to say it, Dom. I don't want to say it, but the first reviews are in from the new Lion King movie out today. It's not looking good.
This is a real letdown. I imagine, like many others, so excited for this movie. Of 2019 was what we forecast, the live-action remake of Lion King. And honestly, I was thinking there's no way it could fail. Do you know what I mean? That we know the plot works, we know the characters work, we know the music works. It's just better animation. How could it fail?
What are people saying?
Well, one particular reviewer called it soulless. Said it comes off as little more than a glorified and greedy attempt. That's pretty bad. Another said it is by far the worst film of the year, which is quite heavy.
Who was that written by, though? Was it Scar?
Yeah, he's got a new film blog he runs. Yeah. He pops into cinemas. He's really scathing. He doesn't like many things he sees. But generally, people are saying it's actually a little bit, that it's lost all emotion, that the lions have no emotion in their faces, and that it's almost a little bit creepy.
I don't think it's too late for The Lion King.
Yeah.
I think we need to find some people to do a better job
and
see if we can fix this last minute. So on 13 10 60, what we'd like to do is open up the lines to anyone who thinks that they can do a really good opening to the Circle of Life.
Yeah, because this is where the obviously this is where The Lion King begins. You hear that? The Lion King has started. That's what we need to get right first, and we can take the rest of the film from there.
So if you think you can perform this on the phone line, on air, give us a call, 13, 10, 16, and we're going to try to turn this movie around. Dom, would you like to be the first one?
I'd love to. All right, you ready? So I want you to be honest. Zach, I know you and I are friends, but I want you to be honest with me with feedback, and I want you to go lightly.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. I've got permission to be honest.
I know generally you treat me easily on this show. I just want you to go lightly for once. Go hard for once. Here we go.
This is Dom opening The Lion King.
Zavenya!
Keep going.
Well, okay. I don't really know it from that point
on. Let's go from what you remember.
Babani, na na na, hanya ha. I hope that wasn't offensive. What's wrong? Why?
Not so good.
Well,
you didn't get any of the words right.
The start was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. The energy was good because I don't think it was correct.
No.
But I was taken to attention. I was like, oh, something's starting here.
Something's starting. And that's what the start of The Lion King is meant to do.
Whereas at the moment, they're probably looking at this animation going like, well, I'm a bit confused. If your intro was at the start,
that's it.
People would be hooked in.
People would certainly be surprised. But look, 13, 10, 60, if you can do the start of The Circle of Life. People can do that better than I just did, which really isn't a high bar. 13, 10, 60, give us a call.
Justin from Toowoomba. Let's give it a whirl.
All right.
Wow, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. I don't know if Justin's been practicing that. Do you know what I mean? If that's one he's done with his friends for a while. But that's a high bar to set at the start here.
We have Stephen in Melbourne. Give it a whirl, Stephen. I didn't like that you didn't continue on with it.
Yeah, it was a good start, though.
Yes.
What I thought about Stephen's effort, though, Zach, was that it sounded more shouty than harmonious.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I thought with Justin it was harmonious. Stephen's was a bit more shouty at us.
Well, we're really excited because there's been a new king born.
Well, you think shouty's appropriate?
Yeah, well, I think the emotion of the king could overrule the... Because to be in harmony, you really have to think about it.
That's true.
But when you're emotional, you shout.
You just shout. Oh, that's a great point.
Vanessa in Melbourne, let's give it a whirl.
All right. Nah,
Oh, that's bloody good.
You like that one, though?
That's outstanding. That, I mean, I don't even know if Vanessa got the lyrics right, but that sounded right, didn't it?
I think there were some zebras over in Africa just pricked their ears up. Is something happening? Is there a new king around?
I mean, I feel like if the Hollywood executives had used Vanessa, maybe they wouldn't be getting these bad reviews, but we'll push on.
Vance in Brisbane, give us what you got.
That wasn't bad. I mean, there was a heavy noise, atmospheric noise.
We can't blame Vance for that. I think he's travelling down the highway at the moment.
It's probably a good point, but I doubt when they recorded the original, they did it over speakerphone.
No, they weren't doing it in the car. It was probably in a studio.
I'll just do it quickly, guys.
Hang on, do you want to wind up the window? Make sure, turn down the radio. We'll give it another crack.
Okay, well, look, this is...
Ooh, a choir effort.
We've had four single acts. What if we go to Angelique and Alina in Melbourne? Hello.
You guys ready for this? Is this going to be your big break? Do you sing much?
Yes. All right, ready?
Yep. Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I think where they were let down, girls, is that you guys didn't discuss what noises you were going to make after the opening part.
No, they got a bit lost there.
So you're both having a crack at what it was?
Yep.
But it got a little out of time,
didn't it? I've just, you know, listening to this, Zach, I've come to the opinion that the best part of The Lion King is the first 5 seconds.
You can leave after that.
You can leave. Buy
it's really
ticket.
A vine. Isn't it?
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, I'm always getting into you because you pick a food and you just stick to it no matter what. Like, seriously, you have the same meal every single day.
Well, I have had an acai bowl pretty much every day for a couple of years now. Maybe with a few breaks every now and then. But acai bowls are a big one. Spaghetti bolognese is in my diet 3 nights a week minimum.
That's minimum. Most of the times it's around 6 or 7 nights.
It's rare that it's a 7-nighter. Yeah. 6 nights has happened. That has happened. I can't
deny
that.
But on the off night, it's like, isn't it like a gnocchi that's in bolognese? It's like pretty similar.
Well, I find a food I like and I stick to it because here's the thing. You, with your variety of meals, you're taking a risk every night of finding a meal you might not like, right?
And then, you don't have a different one every night, but your pool can be bigger than one.
Okay, well, what's your favourite meal? If you had to pick your favourite meal in the world, what would you have?
Pizza.
Pizza. Why don't you have it every night?
Because then it wouldn't be my favourite anymore.
Oh, hasn't killed.
Also, you probably shouldn't have that much cheese.
Yeah, that's my doctor said those exact words to me before. But look, the reason this has come up tonight is because I got Thai food tonight from a Thai takeaway place near me. And as I was walking out of the place, I realised it was the third night in a row I'd been to this exact Thai place.
Okay, so hang on.
Yeah.
So you don't think when you're eating it, I'm now going to have this for the next 3 nights. It's fresh every night. You make the decision. What do I feel like?
Yeah.
So and about... you don't realize.
I didn't remember.
So you're eating it and going, you don't realize I've had this exact meal the last 2 nights.
No, when I pulled into the car park of the Thai place, I was like, oh, this feels familiar. But then I didn't quite remember I had it like the past 2 nights.
What it must be like to live in your head. It's like, you know how they say goldfish only have a 7-second memory?
Yeah.
And each time they go around the bowl, it's like everything's new to them. That must be what it's like to you driving around your local area looking at fast food places.
Well, for context, Tuesday night, I was in the area of the Thai place, so I thought I'd pick it up before work. Last night, we got to dinner time and I was thinking, geez, I could go Thai tonight. I'm going to pick Thai up, right? So I went to get that. Tonight, it was my girlfriend said, hey, we should get Thai. And I said, well, okay, I'll get Thai then. Mm. Right? So 3 nights in a row, it's just come up coincidentally that I'll get Thai. It's not like I set out with a 3-day Thai plan.
And then how do you explain the acai bowl every morning for 2 years?
Yeah, that is planned. That's more conscious. That's become a habit. But it has become a food streak to the point that when I walked in tonight to the Thai place, the person working behind the counter said, oh, back again, are you? And I don't like getting that at eateries at restaurants because I feel like they're judging me for my lack of creativity.
Yeah,
they love my money I'm paying them. Mm. But in the back of their mind, they're like, really? 3 nights in a row?
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what they're thinking.
Well, I think other people do this too. And I want to know, 13, 10, 60, are you in the middle of a food streak? Is it there's the same dinner you've had the past 5 nights
in a
row?
You know
what
I think would be a common one? I think the dinner one is a little more obscure, but I think lunches.
Okay.
Because you don't have a lot of time to prepare your lunch before you go to work, I think you would get into a routine and just smash it out every day.
Now, are we banning breakfast in this one? Because I feel like many people have the same cereal every day. That wouldn't be uncommon, would it?
If you've had the same cereal for a number of years, that's pretty impressive.
Well, that would be interesting. I'd love to know what it is about Special K that has stuck with you for all these years.
But what are you sitting on at the moment? You're sitting on this brand new chicken and pumpkin curry three nights in a row.
So just as my body has started digesting last night's chicken and pumpkin, it's like another order up comes in. And at least, you know what I think?
I would have done more than 3 nights in a row of pizza easily. Back when I was a, you know, late teenager, early 20s, I was eating pizza.
Same pizza though?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
I got really into the Dr. Oetker. You know, from Woolworths?
No.
Oh, they're good. Get them for like $3, sometimes half price.
I think
stock up your fridge.
I don't know if this is actually medically true. I should finish the sentence there. But I wonder if your body becomes better at digesting that food because it knows it.
Oh, it's training.
Yeah, it's like, oh, spag bol, I know this one. Come on in.
Yep. Yeah. Straight. It's like it's like getting led into a nightclub. If this fag ball goes there every night, it's like, yeah, come on through. Hey, you're back again.
30, 10, 60. Are you in the middle of a food streak? I wonder if anyone can beat 3 days of having the same food.
Corey in Brisbane, what's your food streak, Corey?
Okay, so basically, I'm not in one right now, but when I was working at Red Rooster about 6 months ago, I actually had a large flavour up combo every day for 3 months.
That's pretty good.
Is this lunch or dinner?
Dinner.
Dinner. Okay, so the exact same combo, and you didn't miss one day in 3 months?
No. Wow.
Are you still working for Red Rooster at the moment, Corey?
I am not. I'm actually working for Uber Eats now.
So you might be able to answer this question, honestly. How did it feel to eat the same combo every day for 3 months? Was it okay?
At first, it wasn't too bad, but I've actually put on a little bit of weight since then, so not too great now.
Okay,
Isn't that what happened in Super Size Me? Basically, it was the same.
McDonald's every meal for a month, wasn't it?
Yeah, which, I mean, a good documentary, but McDonald's don't recommend you eat it for every meal for a month.
Mm.
That's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the side of McDonald's on that one.
That's what I'm hearing.
We got Paige on the Gold Coast. Paige, what is your food streak?
Well, I work at Pizza Hut, and I've been eating pizza probably 6 nights a week every day for the past 2 years.
Wow.
My goodness. Is this free with work, or do you get a discount?
I get a discount, of course. Sometimes, obviously, I might accidentally make a pizza that I like and pop that one through. But yeah, no, I'm the manager, so it's usually pretty all right.
Is there a lot of accidents happening at work, Paige?
Recently, with the paychecks I've been getting, yes.
Yeah,
okay. What's your usual go-to? Do you vary it up a different thing on the menu every night, or is it the same pizza?
I mean, I try and mix it up the best I can, but it usually just comes back to the same thing.
Well, what's that? What do you go?
The creamy base,
yep.
Jalapenos, Italian sausage, ham, and lots and lots and lots of hollandaise.
Okay, cool.
That's interesting.
I reckon if I worked at a Pizza Hut Domino's sort of thing, I'd have just the cheese pizza every night. Cheese pizza.
Remember when you
incredible.
Were into, before you were diagnosed as a celiac, the deep dish cheese?
Oh, deep pan cheese. Loved it.
And we could chart your mood by your credit card orders of a deep dish pizza.
And well, it was the lonely Friday night when I didn't have anything on and I was home alone that I'd order myself a deep pan cheese.
And I still think that Pizza Hut should bring in something that if someone orders 3 in a week, someone needs to go check on that person because they're going through a breakup or something.
They're okay. It's not a bad idea. Kaz is in Melbourne. Now, Kaz, you're a restaurant owner. Have you seen a food streak?
Yes, we get that all the time. There'll be people that come in 3-4 times a week, and as soon as they're in the door, we already know their order. In fact, our POS system have buttons with people's name on it, and we just press their name, and it spits out their order.
What a life goal!
We got to a point where we would just, you know, say, oh, same, the usual, and we just, instead of, you know, just going through the menu, we're like, yep, your order's already sent through, and they just love it.
That's amazing. So
there's a button.
How many names have you got? How many people have their own button?
I'd say a good dozen.
Wow.
Jeez, that's the dream, isn't it? To walk into a place and they press the Dom button and your order's on its way.
It's like the MySpace top 8.
That's it.
Can you make it into the top 12 at the local curry place?
Kaz, how many times would you have to come to your restaurant and order the same thing to get your own button?
Well, the ones that do have a button, they're either regulars, so about 4 or 5 times a week, or they're really difficult people, so they'll order something, but with no this, no that, add this, add that.
Well, good
but
news for you,
that's the only other reason you get your own button.
You're both.
I don't vary my food up, and I'm a picky eater. So, Kaz, clear up a button.
A button coming your way.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, recently I've been watching SBS World News.
You flicked over by accident once, and you've been quite surprised.
I know, I'm captivated. I've never seen news this serious.
Well, because I'm
used to the commercial stuff.
Yeah, that's it. You're basically where they mix together the headlines of the day with a video of an animal doing something cute.
Yep.
That sort of gear.
SBS World News is putting everyone else to shame. I can prove how much more serious it is compared to everyone else in this segment.
SBS versus the rest.
I've got some SBS headlines over the last couple of days, and I want to compare them to what the other news stations were covering at the time.
Yeah,
just to highlight the differences in the journalistic approaches.
Looking at the ratings of SBS, I imagine not a lot of people listening to this probably watched SBS, so this is a good catch-up.
This is what they've been sharing on SBS this week.
The Turkish arms deal threatening to drive a wedge into the heart of the Western military alliance.
Sounds serious.
That's really heavy stuff from the Middle East.
What were they doing on Channel 9?
Australia's voted and the nation's top treat, it's been revealed.
Oh! Okay.
What's the top treat?
Cherry ripe.
Cherry ripe, really?
Mm.
Oh, fascinating.
It's caused quite a controversy.
Do you know what? I'm sorry, Turkey. You do your own arms controversies.
I think last night SBS were talking about this.
Former German Defence Minister Ursula von der Leyen has promised to unite the fractured EU. But with trade wars and Brexit looming, that task seems almost impossible.
That's heavy stuff. Finance stuff, political stuff, all in one.
Today's show.
Parents have taken to Twitter to reveal the most painful toys they've stepped on.
Both about conflict, aren't they?
SBS will be filthy they missed that scoop.
I know.
They would have probably had a correspondent ready with Lego nearby.
SBS were dropping some pretty heavy news. Just last night.
European foreign ministers meeting in Brussels have called for dialogue between the US and Iran to try to save the 2015 nuclear deal.
Nuclear.
This is some of the heavier stuff. I mean, I know there's been talks of war even around that story. It's heavy, isn't it?
You'd think everyone would be talking about
that. Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Not on Sunrise.
From animals to food and even facial expressions, there are 59 new official emoji symbols.
In the meeting that morning.
Yeah.
Were they weighing up? Do we talk about the nuke deal?
Do we go the emojis?
And someone ran in with a piece of paper. There's 59 new emojis, Koshy. Get that face filter on you and get that to the air.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Boy, have we been through the ringer tonight?
Well, I mean, you and I haven't specifically, but a member of this
team. No, but I have been with worry.
What, have you?
Yep. You've been worried sick.
But you didn't hear about the story we were about to tell until after it had finished.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a rollercoaster of emotions while I was listening to the story.
That's true. Look, well, Jack, who is helping us out on the show a bit at the moment, was trying to find his way into the building this evening. He doesn't have a pass yet to the radio station. And so that meant there were some complications and he had to find an access point to get in.
Was there some type of jumping from a moving vehicle, Jack? What happened?
Can you take us back to the start of this story?
Yeah, so basically, you know, Broncos playing. It's a very busy time. We were driving here. I was getting a lift from a friend and basically jumped out of the car at the red light. Police were very, you know, scattered and were very giving me disapproving looks. So I got out and I ran, tried to get as fast as I could away. And it was at that point where I went to reach for the phone to try and call someone to try and get in when I realized the phone's gone.
Okay, so here's the situation. Big sports game on, massive crowd. You're now outside the radio station, which you need a passcode to get into, and you have no phone to contact somebody to come down and let you in.
And your friend's driving away.
Driving away. Don't know his number because I'm, you know, stupid young person.
Well, you're stuck down at the bottom floor. I mean, what are you going to do? Throw rocks at the window? How did you get in?
It was kind of a process. So I thought, what does a man do in this situation? Doesn't really have access to things. I checked my wallet. I had 20 cents. I thought, this
feels like Bear Grylls almost, doesn't it?
Yeah.
20 cents in that situation. Do you know what I mean? You're up against the elements.
Well,
what
rarely
you 20
is
cents?
Bear Grylls exchanging money for goods and services in the wild. Does he go, hey, if you're stuck without any food, what you do is get one of these credit cards and just take it to a fast food joint. You hand it over and they give you food.
Well, it would be a much, much simpler show though, wouldn't it?
But Jack, you had so 20 cents.
20 cents. What do you do?
Had 20 cents. Went looking for a payphone. Thought, you know, it's a busy area. Surely there's payphones around. I found a payphone.
That's remarkable because I wouldn't. There's not a heap left, are
and
there?
And do you get a call with 20 cents? I thought they were more expensive than that.
I'm lucky. Wow. I don't know the going rate, but I know that 20 cents got me at least in the door.
Okay. And, so let's go through your strategy because you don't know your friend who has your phone. You don't know their number.
No.
So whose number did you know?
I knew my dad's number.
Yeah.
And went through that brilliant process of, okay, the one number I knew was Scotty's. And I was like, okay, how do I get onto Scotty's? So I got my dad to log on to my Google account, you know, went onto the email, found the number for Scotty. Scotty then said, could you please text this random number? And just say, hey, I'm outside. Sorry, I'm late, or whatever. And I was like, all right, but I've got 5 seconds left.
So your phone's good about to run out. And producer Scotty, who is here on the show, was running late himself tonight, so that wouldn't be much help anyway. At this stage, it looks like you're going to be stuck in the sports crowd. No chance of getting up here. You're out of money. You got no phone. And then what happens?
Well, it was a roll of the dice. I was thinking, I'll just sit outside and wait until hopefully he might have got the message, yada, yada. An angel walks up to me. Who works here?
Yep. And then a hero comes.
Just out of the blue, here late at
There's
night.
There's not anyone here late at night. The chances of someone walking past the building who works here who could let you in is like 1,000 to 1. Very minimal. But then Adrian, who works on the breakfast show, was just walking past and you knew him?
One of the four people I have known in this building. Have known Adrian. And Adrian was like, hey, what are you doing outside? And I was like,
oh, there we go. And is it, I mean, what a heartwarming end to the story. I mean, you're 20 cents down. That is the shame. And have you heard about your phone? Do we know what's happening to the phone?
No.
No, okay.
That's for later on to decide.
Maybe 20 cents. Is it a new phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You're standing outside a building. You have no way of getting in. Mm. You need to go up 4 floors. You don't have any money. Yeah. You don't have your phone. You don't have your wallet. You have no way of contacting anyone. Out of the blue, someone you've met once. And then a hero comes along. The door. That's unbelievable.
It's remarkable. And we want to hear similarly inspiring stories on 131060. When were you saved at the last minute, effectively? When did a hero come along just at the moment you needed them to?
You know what happened to me? I just remembered this before.
Yeah.
When I was like 18, I was filling up my car with petrol and I used to only put in $10 at a time then because that's all I had.
Sure.
Right. And I was catching a boat and I was late. And if I didn't get to the dock in time, that boat was going to leave. And so,
this sounds like a James Bond plot. What the hell were you doing on a boat on a tight schedule?
We were going out on a boat for the day.
Yeah, okay. All right, continue.
I went to pay for it. I didn't have any money. Back then, the phone didn't have internet.
Sure.
There was no way I could pay for it. The guy behind me in the line. And then a hero comes along. He goes, how much is it?
Yeah.
The person said $10. He said, I'll pay for it.
That's heartwarming.
Unbelievable.
I wonder if it was the same person who let Jack into the building tonight.
It might have been. It might have been this one person this going hero. Around being a hero.
It might literally be an angel just popping up on the streets helping out when needed.
Do you have one, Dom?
Well, I mean, I don't have any that aren't food related.
What's one that's food related?
I went through the KFC drive-thru once and she said, hey, we're closing down for the night. Do you want 20 extra nuggets? And then a hero comes along. I wasn't that hungry, but I ate them.
131060, when have you been saved by a hero? Jaden in Sydney, when were you saved by a hero, Jaden?
Man, I've got a dire situation. This was crazy.
What happened?
All right. So basically, I was at school. My phone was dead. It wasn't working. And let's just say I'm lactose intolerant. Yeah. I had a large chocolate oak in the morning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Didn't make it to the bathroom. Well, just was at the bathroom door. Shat everywhere with 4 minutes to the bell. With 4 minutes to the bell.
Yep.
So,
at this stage, the bell's not really relevant, Jaden. You've got a pants
full
of crap.
Hang on, are you saying 4 minutes to the bell because it's going to be flooded by students?
Flooded by students at lunchtime.
Everyone's going
to
see
you standing
there.
You need to get out of there quick.
Man, so I'm there, just didn't know what to do. Pants basically flooded with about 5 kilos worth of lactose explosives. And I see my hero.
Wait, hang on, what happened then?
Then I see my hero with his nice shiny keys and unlocks the shower door. My teacher.
And then a hero comes along. So a teacher out of the blue. a teacher out of the blue pops up and lets you into the shower to clean up.
Yep, to clean up and basically lends me some clothes. So that was all right.
What was the teacher's name?
His name was, I don't know if I can say it actually because he still works there.
Yeah, fair enough. Good call. Yeah. And you're all right now, Jaden? You're staying away from the chalky milks?
Yeah, well, look, it's hard. I've got quite an addiction, but it's all right. I'll be all right.
No, well, Dom's with you there. Yeah. That's pretty much Dom's life.
Well, more with gluten, but yeah, I know what you mean, Jen. There was a bit of a
lactose is a bit iffy, isn't it?
No, lactose is clear now. There was an iffy lactose stage. But look,
you're
Jaden,
back on it. Back on the milk teat.
Yeah, you know I'm back on milk.
No, I don't really keep tabs on it.
No, I'm way back on milk. Don't you worry about that. I'm having full of cream milk again.
Oh, where that's where you add cream to full cream milk.
Stir it through to get a creamier milk texture. But that teacher deserves to win some sort of educational award. Yeah. Because what they've done there is they have saved Jaden from an entire schooling life of humiliation.
Yeah, the bullying that would have happened if he was caught with a pants full of lactose diarrhea.
Yeah. Lactose Diarrhea sounds like a band name, doesn't it?
Oh, really? You'd go see Lactose Diarrhea? Have you guys heard Lactose Diarrhea?
That's
I think I have once in a public toilet. No, they're a band.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
We're about to break some radio rules. See, when you call 131060, usually you get put through to a gatekeeper, a producer. Tonight, producer Scotty's been out there on the phones. He's trying to make sure that only certain calls get put to air.
Yeah, it's like a section that just makes sure the calls are on topic, that they've got a story to tell, that sort of thing. But Scotty has a bit stupidly had too much to drink tonight, too much water. He's had a few bottles.
Scotty's gone to the bathroom at the moment.
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing this.
It's the Friday free fall.
If you call 131060 right now, you will go straight on air. You don't have to go through a producer. You don't have to go through any filters. You'll be put straight on air and you'll stay on air until another call comes through on 131060.
You can advertise your business. You can give a shout out to someone. Or you can just tell us what you're up to tonight. 131060, all calls go immediately on air.
You don't have to turn down your radio.
No.
You don't have to take your phone off speaker.
Nope. Oh, we've got one already. Hello, who's this?
This is Michael.
Hey, Michael, what are you up to tonight?
Just coming back from dinner.
Yeah. What did you have for dinner?
Butter chicken.
Michael, another call coming
good
through.
Meal
hey,
choice,
who's
though.
This?
Hi, my name's Jamal. I'd just like to give a shout out to my girlfriend.
Yeah. What's your girlfriend's name?
Matilda.
Oh, sorry, Jamal.
Yeah, well, hey, Matilda.
We'd
as
love
well.
To put that. Oh, Dom.
What?
We can't be waiting around on Matilda's shout out when we've got all
these
calls
coming
through.
That's a good
point.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, how's this?
What do you mean, who the hell's this? You called us! Okay, we got a new call coming through. Hey, what's going on?
Hey! What's going on? We're just a car full of Mariba lads heading back to Mariba.
Woo-hoo!
Shout out to the Bulls, 4880. And a big shout out to my Pommy friends, Josh Ward, Josh Adams.
Oh, sorry.
We got a new call coming through. Hey, who's this?
Did they call on two numbers?
They've got two phone lines coming through.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, I'm just at McDonald's and I just got a McFlurry, just to let you know.
What flavour?
M&M's.
Yeah, good call.
Okay.
Good
you know what happened there? Really ready for the opening line.
Yeah,
weren't prepared for follow-up questions.
We've got another one coming through. Hello, who's this?
Chantel.
Oh, we got a bum dial. Somehow, at the exact time we were letting calls through.
We got another one.
Hello.
Welcome to the radio. You're live on air. Who's this?
Who's this?
This is Collective Noun. You called us. You've hung up. Okay, great.
Hang on. Oh, no. Scotty's coming
Scott's
back
flushed.
From the bathroom.
He's flushed the toilet.
Scott, sorry,
you can't
no, okay, they get
you can't take calls.
Producers get very upset when
That's
we just
my
start
job.
when we just start taking calls straight away. Scott, sorry, we'll sort this out afterwards.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Biggest thing on social media this week has been the face app. You put a young photo in, an old photo of you comes out.
Yeah, everyone's doing it, from TV hosts to athletes to, I saw a relative of mine, an uncle, doing it. Everyone's doing it.
I've been able to hack the app, Dom, to make it a little bit different. Instead of putting photos through, I've been able to hack it so you can put songs through it.
Yeah. Well, and like change the lyrics to be older.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the idea?
So, you know, like a lot of the lyrics we play are like being young, about partying, you know, maybe drinking.
Oh, having a good weekend, big weekend, being out all night, that sort of gear.
Well, I figured out how to use this app so that we can put those songs through and they come out a lot older.
Okay.
So, for example, you know Ed Sheeran's latest called Blow? Feeling like a bullet.
Yep.
Sounds so young, doesn't
it?
It
does sound very young.
Feeling like a bullet. Feeling like the one. Yep. Not once you put it through the app.
I want the licorice bullet! Maybe more than one! First I'll have some dinner! And call my grandson!
Okay.
Do you see how it works?
That's very realistic to what Ed will be singing about in 40, 50 years.
Yeah, that's what the song's going to sound like in the future. Yeah. You know, Day Drunk, one of our faves.
Let's get a little drunk.
Hey, party with our shades on.
Yeah.
Sing along to some old songs. Who cares? We're young. Yeah, you're not going to be young forever. Not once we put this song through the app.
I really want to watch Mum. Make sure the sound's on. Maybe take my tea strong. Play Mahjong. Play with the lights on.
That's what a big night sounds like when you're a pensioner.
I love that the who cares is still in there, though, as well. That's what you want to know. You got one more?
Yeah, we're hacking the face app so it works for songs. Last night we met that one, drank till two. See, you got a song like this.
Last night, met at one, drank till two. What is that when it's through the app?
Well, you put this one through the app.
Yeah.
And it sounds totally different.
Each night I just take one.
Oh, meditation.
With some food, therefore my sores and my bones. Get off my lawn, those damn hoons. Sorry, what were we talking about? I've been distracted.
Yeah, not many of the songs have endings in the future.
They really don't.
The singers get a bit confused halfway through.
Great hits, and stay tuned to your local AM station because that's what you're going to be hearing in 2050.
Coming to AM real soon. It's Collective Noun. If you missed anything from the show, just search for Collective Noun on iTunes, the podcast there. We'll be back Monday from 11. Tom and Ollie up next. See you, bye!
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.